Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chav Zayin Man Aleph. We're holding on Chav Zayin Man Aleph, four lines from the top, Eloin Mamadis. So the Mishnah had said, Eloin Mamadis, Lafisha Nemer, Tzavas Bnei Yisrael V'chulu. So ask the Gemara, my Gemara. The Mishnah is a very choppy read. First it says, these are the Mishmaris. Sounds like we're going to describe what the Mishmaris are. And then the Mishnah goes on to first say the reason why they were Misaki Mishmaris. So says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah means to say. The Mishnah means to address two points. That Eloin Mamadis, first of all, these are the Mamadis. We want to explain to you what the Mamadis are. And second, Umatam Tiknu Mamadis. What's the reason that Chazal were misaking the Maimadis? So the Mishnah then addresses the second point, and it says, Lafish and Emer Tzavis Bnei Yisrael Marta Lehem Es Karbon Ilach Mili Yishayv, and it says, Ushmartem, it says you have to watch, you have to daven by the Karbon, Ve'ich Karbon Ushadim Karev Uinu Ayimin Al Gabov. So how does the Karbon Tami get brought for all of Klal Yisrael, if not all of Klal Yisrael standing in the base of Mikdash? So therefore, for now, we're going to address what the Maimadis are. Hiskinu Neviim Arishayinim Esen V'Arba Mishmaris. They were misaking 24 Mishmaris. I'll call Mishmar or Mishmar Hayimayim B'Yushalayim Shal Kayhanim V'Shal Leviim V'Shal Yisraelim. Every single Mishmar there was a Mishmar of Kayhanim who would bring the carbon, a Mishmar of Leviim who would sing, a Mishmar of Yisraelim that would stand and daven by the carbon. And then Igiyazman Mishmar La'aleis Kayhanim Leviim Ailim Yushalayim. And then once it was time for the Mishmar to go up, so then the Mishmar of Kayhanim Leviim and also Yisraelim, they would go up to Yerushalayim. Tanu Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa that Esen v'arba mishmaris, the Gra has the Girsa of Leviim be'Eretz Yisrael, that there are 24 mishmaris of Leviim in Eretz Yisrael, u'shteim esrei b'yarichai, and 12 in Yarichai. Ask the Gemara, shteim esrei b'yarichai, there's another 12 mishmaris in Yarichai, nefishon hu'tuva, that's going to be 36. We know that there's only 24 mishmaris. Ela, shteim esrei mehen b'yarichai. 12 of the 24 are in Yarichai. How does that play out? His giyazman ha-mishmar la'alois, because when there was time for the mishmar of Leviim to go up to Eretz Yisrael, to go up from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, so chatzi ha-mishmar ha-ya'ilami Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, half the mishmar would head to Yerushalayim, v'chatzi ha-mishmar ha-ya'ila li-yarichai is Rashi's girsa, and the other half would go to Yarichai, which is right next to Yerushalayim, k'dei she-yisapku mayim u-mazon l'achim she-yerushalayim, so that they could provide food and water for their brothers that are in Yerushalayim. So since half of every mishmar went to Yerichai, so that's why we consider it like 12 of the 24 mishmaris were in Yerichai, because half of each one is half of 24 is 12. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Kayhanim Levim Yisrael Ma'akvenes HaKarbon. All of them, each one of these Mishmaris are Ma'akiv the Karbon. The Masnisa Tana, Rav Shimon Elazar, the Kayhanim Levim Yisraelim Uklei Shir Ma'akvenes HaKarbon. Also, the musical instruments that the Levim would play, that's also Ma'akiv. But Ma'akam Miflugi, what's the Machlaikas? Marsa v'Iker Shira b'Peh. Shmuel holds, like the Tanu says, that when the Levim sang, the Iker was with the words, the song that came out of their mouths. Marsa v'Iker Shira b'Kli. Whereas the Tanu the Braisa holds that no, the Iker is the instruments that they would play, and therefore that's also Ma'akev. Now Amar Rav Chama bar Guri Amar Rav about the history of the Mishmaris. That Moshe Tikkun Emli Yisrael Shmeina Mishmaris. That Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin 8. Arba Me Elazar v'Arba Me Tamar. Bo Shmuel v'Midin Al Sheish Esrei. Shmuel Haramasi Shmuel Anavi came and he was Misakin in an additional 8, but David v'midin al esr v'arba, and then David v'melech an additional 8, a total of 24. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, in Divrei Yomim, after listing the 24 mishmaris, it says that when did we have these 24? B'shnas harbam l'malchus David nidrashu v'imatzim bem gibor yachal bi'azer gilod, that this took place b'zman David v'melech. Now Meisrei asked the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa that Meisrei tikkun Yisrael shmeina mishmaris, so that's like Rav, that's like Rav Chama bar Guria, that's fine. It says Meisrei was misakin 8, arba May laws of Abraham Tamar. However, the Braisa then says that both David and Shmuel together the midin alaser v'arba, and together they made it into 24. They sat in the room together and they were misaking the additional 16. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Heima yisad David and Shmuel harayim emunasam, that together they were misaking and made it to 24. Says the Gemara, no hachikamar. This is what the Braisa and the pasuk mean. That miyisoidei shall David and Shmuel haramasi hamidim alaser v'arba in total together from David and Shmuel total. It was a total of 24. But really, it's because Shmuel was misaking an additional 8, and David alone by himself was misaking later on an additional 8. Tani Idok, we learned another Braisa, and this is also going to be a Kasha on Rav Chama Bar Guri Amarav, that Moshe Tikanam Yisrael, Sheisha Esrei Mishmaris. Moshe was a Misakin 8, he was Misakin 16 Mishmaris. Shemayna Me Elazar, Shemayna Me Tamar, Ukshirabu B'nei Elazar, B'nei Tamar, when B'nei Elazar became greater, more in numbers than B'nei Tamar, Cholkom V'amidom Al Esr V'arbom. So then Moshe Rabbeinu was mechalik the mishmaris of Elazar from 8 into 16, and in total there were 24. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Yimatzu b'nei Elazar rabim l'rashi agivarim b'nei Itamar v'yichalkum b'nei Elazar rashim l'beis avos shisha asar." That Elazar was more, so he was mechalik them into 16 mishmaris l'bnei Itamar l'beis avos shmeina, and b'nei Itamar he only made them into 8. Va'imer, the pasuk says, "Beis av echad achuz le'Elazar," that there was an additional family unit that was added to Elazar, v'achaz achaz li'tamar, and Tamar stayed the same. So my v'aymer, why do we need to mention this second pasuk? Because v'chi temer ki'echid nefisha b'nei Elazar, achanami nefisha b'nei Tamar, shmoina meikar arba havu. Maybe you'll tell me that Elazar and Itamar didn't start off as 8. Maybe Elazar started off as 8, and Itamar started off as 4. And then Moshe Rabbeinu made Elazar into 16, and Itamar, not as great as Elazar, Elazar was more, but Itamar then became 8, but it wasn't originally 8, it was originally 4. So on that, we bring the second pasuk, Tashema, that base of Echad Achaz Elazar, V'Achaz Achaz L'Itamar, then no, Itamar stayed the same, they didn't get any additional units, so it must be it was 8 and 8, and then Elazar was made into 16. The point is Tiyofta de Rechama Barguria, because Rechama Barguria said that Maisha was only Misakin 8 Mishmaris. Says the Gemara, Amar Lach Rechama Barguria, Tanayim, it's Machlekes Tanayim. The previous brisa was clear that Moshe Rabbeinu was only Misakin 8 Mishmaris. So Vana Da'amri Ki Hai Tanu Da'amri Shmoina. So Rechama Bar Guria could tell you that I hold like the other Tana who says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin 8 Mishmaris. Tan Rabbana, we learned in the brisa that Arba Mishmaris Alu Min Agoyla Ve'Eluhein. There's only 4 out of the 24 Mishmaris that existed by Bayis Rishon. Only 4 of those Mishmaris went up from Bavel Bizman Binyan Bayisheni. Yedaya Charin Pashchor Ve'Imer. Amdi Nevim Shebineim, the Nevim from amongst Klal Yisrael got up, and they turned these 4 into 24. They divided each one into 6. They put their names on pieces of cloth, put them into a bowl, mixed them up. Yedaya came, and he chose his mishmar, and also an additional 5, which all miraculously were from his family. The next few mishmaris did the same thing. And they made the neviim amongst them. They made the following tanai: that even if the family of Yahyariv, who was the rush of the mishmaris in the bizman bayis rishon, even if now he would come up to Eretz Yisrael, Yedaya, who was the Rosh in the Bayesheni, he wouldn't lose his position. El Yedaya Iker v'Yariv Tafolai. Yedaya would be the Iker; he would still be the main one. It's just that now, instead of his family being divided into 6, they would be divided into 5, and then Yahyariv would go in the end. He would get the last mishmar at the end. He would get the 6th one. But Yedaya would remain the Rosh. He would remain. He wouldn't lose his position. That's the Tanai that they made amongst them.